It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for Clips of the Week. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I'd love to. We start with Alan Brazil and Mike Parry discussing a veteran music legend.
Willie Nelson was a legend. Now, don't spoil it. We've got to find that.
Always love you.
You're about the same size.
Same size. Yeah, he was a rattled old country singer.
Phew. Anyway, here's Dean Saunders with his angle on what happened to Neil Lennon at this week's Hearts Hibs game.
I'll give you a different way to look at it. If you walked into Asda and started abusing the manager of Asda and stood back and threw a pound coin at his head, you get jailed.
Probably get a trolley.
Yeah. What about other supermarkets?
Well, I suppose you'd have to shop elsewhere. I mean, the manager of Asda wouldn't welcome you back, would he? That's true. But you know what he means. You know what he means.
You do,
but it's an odd analogy.
Really. And staying with that incident pack match, here's newsreader Victoria Bourne.
Neil Lennon was hit by a coin. Hearts goalkeeper Blobby Zlamal.
Well, you wouldn't get the ball past it, would you?
Good shot stopper.
Yeah.
Penalties. No chance.
The ones straight down the middle would just bounce off him. That's true. Now, this is a... It did sound like Moose, Blobby, didn't it? It sounded like Moose laughing.
Well,
I didn't realise how much
he
sounded like it.
They do share something in common.
Yeah. Fisherman's Blues now. And Nigel Botherway with news of a sporting initiative.
Pleased to say that fishing has once again been included in the This Girl Can campaign. The focus for this year is fit... Got real.
Oh, I said, not quite. Got real. I thought it might have gone with something a little bit more succinct, really.
Yeah,
didn't you? Not the fit. Got real.
That's true. It's not quite as snappy as we would have thought, really. And talking of snappy,
tickets are on sale now. If you go to ticketarena.co.uk/events/ Northern-Angling-Show-7.
Can't see many people going, can you? Could have done with giving that one out again.
What was that, Nigel?
Yeah. Seven. Back to Alan Brazil here alongside breakfast co-host Ray Parler.
So it looks like a free horse race who's going to get his job, but they're, you know, Barcelona and Suarez hat trick. And that was no Messi as well, Al.
Yeah. Suarez hat trick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think that's just Ray just said about.
Yeah.
And you went, too.
If you'd been listening, you'd have known that.
So,
oh, never mind. This is midfielder Kieran Richardson on Jim White's show, recalling his days at the Hawthorns.
I chose to go with West Brom because the affiliation with Brian with Manchester United. And from the get-go, I went there. I loved it. He was great. All the players there were unbelievable. So much camaraderie.
Do you think it was Calamardi, Danny Calamardi?
He was, the old Everton player.
It could have been him. I just wondered, did he mean camaraderie or maybe it was calamari? Maybe they just did good squid. You wouldn't have that pre-match,
in the canteen.
Imagine that, I've loaded up with squid, I'm ready to go, gaffer.
Not ideal.
So, it's me, isn't it? Back to Big Al on breakfast, introducing a guest.
So, John is now his co-presenter of TV show Location, Location, Location.
It's great, isn't it?
Location, Location, Location.
Romelu, well, Location.
And where you put the toilet is very important when you move. You've got to say that.
But only Alan, it's just, obviously, he got bored with saying location before the last one. That's very good.
I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah, in fact, can I hear that again, personally?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, can we hear this once more? possibly.
So, John is now his co-presenter of TV show Location, Location, Location.
I love that.
It's childish, but it's funny.
What's next?
It's back to Fisherman's Blues, and Nigel's guests had news of an event he was organising.
Yeah, good morning, Nigel. Yeah, this is our sixth, would you believe, sixth guest speaker evening, as we call it. Originally, we started just as a...
Could be a long night if he's one of the guest speakers, wouldn't it? Really, could be there for hours.
It was.
And finally,
oh yes,
it's the two mics.
I thought that...
you predicted many things 2 years ago.
I didn't think Zinedine Zidane would last...
Zinedine Zidane. That, it's weird that over the years, along with Ibrahim Slatovic, as he was once called on this station, along with Ibrahimovic, it's the one name that people have always got wrong. And why is that, do you think? Why? Why?
I thought that...
you predicted many things 2 years ago.
I didn't think Zinedine Zidane would last.
Absolutely. I'd love to know where that is in the list of most expensive 28-year-olds. I'm sure it's up there in the top three or four, isn't it?
Well, not if you look at Zidane Zidane.
Was it Vieira or was it Zizi, Zinedine Zidane?
At the start of this season, there was talk all across Europe that Pochettino was going to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
They didn't think that Zinedine Zidane had it in him.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I think we're three different efforts from Mike there.
Yeah, I don't think he said it the same way twice in his life, has he?
Yeah.
So there we are. Brian Love, Giovanni Visser, Ricky Wiltshire, Albert Halliwell, Gareth Caddy, Glyn Berrington, Elsie FC, Callum Patterson, and Neil Holloway. They all suggested.
See, we don't just throw this together. ZZ Top, you see in the background.
Oh yeah, that's very good. Yeah. So if we're with you, we're with you. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ. TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard it.
Do you mean the location?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, location. If you give us down a time when you heard it, and if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.